Hello, my dear church boys, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Dating and Day Game Podcast. And this time we're going to be talking about regulars. Many of you are still working on getting your first day game lays, but I know that a lot of you are getting better and better at meeting women and are starting to think about the idea of having a few girls that you could hang out with regularly. Getting really good with your regulars is the key for two things. Number one, starting a relationship if that's something you're interested in the future, and having the wildest, craziest adventures in the bedroom. In this podcast episode, I'll talk about 7 reasons why having regulars is a great idea. This month in my private community, we're working on everything about regulars, from getting your first regulars to introducing multiple regulars. You have to set up threesomes on how exactly I've done that in the past multiple times. This podcast episode is actually a part of a larger video I was making for the members of my private community. If you want to learn about all of those things, you can join my private community by clicking the link in description. And if you're going out and you're getting some numbers, but you want to improve your texting so more of those numbers would convert to dates, then check out my free texting guide on daygamecourses.com. And if you are starting to get some dates, but you want to make sure you're doing everything correctly on dates so more of those dates end in your bedroom, then again, head over to daygamecourses.com where you can get access to my free dating guide. And some quick updates about coaching spots while I'm still in Asia. For a few more weeks, I'm in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and when walking out on the streets, I am surprised to see so many tourists from all over the world. There's a bunch of beautiful girls from different places in Asia, Australia, yeah, USA, different parts of Europe. So I think this is a great place for day game. I'm really surprised by what I'm seeing on the streets. Next, I'm heading to a place in Vietnam, which is a mix of both things. You have a big city, but the big city is on a beautiful beach. And Vietnam is a place that's known in Asia for very feminine and beautiful women. And then mid-April, I will be in Japan. So if you are up for an adventure and you really want a day game in a place that's known for specific types of women that appear shy but are kind of wild, and I'll be in Tokyo. You can find out everything about how coaching usually works by clicking a link in the description. You'll find how it works, the prices, and everything else. And if everything sounds nice, we'll hop on a short WhatsApp call to talk details. But now, let's get to this podcast episode's topic. Hey guys, many of you are starting to get more and more day game lays. Things are starting to slowly make sense, slowly starting to click together and work. So I think that this is a good time we have a discussion or we have a conversation about the best practices when you're seeing a girl repeatedly over and over again. We call them regulars. There are many reasons why that is a good idea. So let's start with going over why you should have regulars instead of just chasing new lays all the time. I've always liked having regulars, but don't get me wrong. I like both things, having regulars and then again going on some day game trips and having some wilder adventures with someone you're probably not gonna see ever again. Let's go over 7 reasons why having regulars is a great idea. First, it's easier to sleep with someone you've already slept with. The first time you sleep with someone, that's always the hardest. There's always like a lot of work involved. But then once that happens, it becomes very easy to see them again. So even if you're thinking about this just from the perspective of having sex, having regular sex, then, well, it's just much easier to do that with regulars. Second reason is regulars are the key to improving your skills in bedroom. You can't always understand which buttons to push the first time you're sleeping with someone, but over time, you can almost always figure out what works for each girl and make her come. I mean, almost always, with exceptions, of course. With each woman, you need to do something a little bit differently, and each time you understand which buttons to push, you've learned something new, and you become better and in bed by doing that. And then over time, you become better and better and better in bed, because you've learned to crack many different women, you've learned to make many different types of women come. And I keep hearing women complaining about how terrible men are in bed. So if you want them to see you again, you better start learning. I'll do a separate video on how to get better in bed and explore different things sexually with a woman. I will give you a specific list of things you can learn and links to the best resources to learn these things. And number three, since we are talking about sex and getting better in bed, I just have to say that sex with regulars is just better. You get to know each other. You understand which buttons to push and what works for the other person, what doesn't. And if you like sex in general, then well, sex with regulars is on a whole new level. Reason number four, you can explore new things sexually. Maybe you're interested in trying BDSM or bondage, or maybe you're into role play or sex toys, or you know, maybe you want a girl to bang you with a strap on. You do you. I'm not gonna judge you about that. But whatever things you wanna try in bedroom or whatever things you're into in bedroom, it's not always easy to do them the first time you're sleeping with someone. You need to build a bit more trust. She needs to be comfortable with you to trust you. Maybe if you're talking about bondage, she has to trust you enough to let you tie her up. Or maybe you need to get a bit more comfortable with her, even to gather courage to bring up the things you want to try in the bedroom. And all that comes over time with seeing someone multiple times. I'll do a separate video about this where you will learn how to introduce your regulars to more interesting things in bedroom. I have different approaches of doing this, from a very basic one to a very specific one I use to introduce wilder ideas. And the second one is great if you like receiving nudes from girls or if you want to see the idea of having threesomes in the future. That's coming later in a separate video. Next reason why having regulars is great, well, you can hang out with a girl instead of just having sex. Don't get me wrong, sex is great, but I simply prefer having sex with someone I have a bit of a connection with. Even when I know it's a one-night stand, I'll still work on building connection. Maybe I will have only a few hours to do it, but I still prefer to have it. Don't get me wrong, this is not always the case, but a lot of the time sex is better when you know the girl. That's why I think it's a good idea to actually hang out with your regulars, build a bit of a bond, just spend some time together. And this, if you're spending time together apart from just having sex, it's not like she walks in the door, you fuck and she leaves. If you're actually spending more time together before sex, it's much more likely she will prefer to see you instead of 20 other guys she could be banging. And the next one, this is a big one. Of course, we have to talk about threesomes. I've done a lot of things, but I haven't found anything better than two chicks sucking my dick at the same time. Not even close. And the easiest way to set up a threesome is to introduce two of your regulars. I've had threesomes where we found the second girl on online dating apps, threesomes where I introduced two regulars, and cases where a regular brought over her friend. Of course, all of them were amazing, but my favorite ones were where I introduced two regulars. I know both of them, and because of that, I can lead the conversation in a way that lets them get to know each other, that lets them connect, really click, which is what makes this experience much more better and interesting for everyone. If I made a list of the best threesomes I've ever had, then on top three, two of them would be where I introduced two regulars. And I'll do a whole separate video on how you can introduce your regulars so you could have threesomes with them. And the last reason to have regulars is to find a girl to start something more meaningful with. There are three types of guys who reach out to me for coaching. And the first type is guys who just want to have fun. For years and years, they want to sleep with many women, and that's their main priority. The second type are guys who want to get a wife on yesterday. And the third type, and these guys are the most interesting guys usually, are the guys who want to have fun for a year or two. They want to, you know, have a lot of adventures, sleep with a lot of girls, maybe have some threesomes. Live that lifestyle, let's call it like that. But during the time, they wanna improve their skills in the dating world. They wanna learn to meet women they currently don't have access with. And then a year or two down the line, they wanna meet someone that they could start a relationship with. There's nothing wrong with wanting to day game forever and not being interested in relationships at all. So that's totally fine. But if you are thinking about starting a relationship and that's why you wanna learn day game, game, then I would highly suggest to not jump into that relationship too soon, to get some experience day gaming, get some experience with women, and then start a relationship. The reason is very simple. When a guy starts to learn day game, and when he not just starts to learn, when he becomes pretty decent at day game, he pretty soon starts meeting women he didn't have access to before. They are way above the women he was dating before. And what happens if for the first time you go out with someone really amazing, you might be thinking, oh my God, this is so much better than what I'm used to. If I fuck this up, if I lose this girl, I will have to go back to dating the women I used to date before. So they are afraid to lose the girl, and they are very careful not to say anything that will offend the girl. And they're doing everything she wants the guy to do. And they're like little puppies dancing around the girl. And that obviously is very off-putting for most women. And most women don't want to date a guy like that. Whereas when you get better at day game and you see that, okay, you had this one very hot regular and then you had two more and then you kept having some lays with other really hot girls who wanted to keep seeing you, that teaches you that, okay, this girl is really amazing. I like her. But let's say one day she starts telling, hey, I need a new phone. Buy me a new iPhone. Hey, I want to go on this fancy vacation. Take me there. Why aren't you taking there? My friends, you know, my girlfriends, well, their boyfriends are taking them on these vacations. They're doing all of these fancy things. How come you aren't doing these things to me? If you see her start behave like that, you don't have to worry. You can just say, darling, this was nice. Goodbye. Because you know, if that doesn't work out, you can always meet another amazing girl. And you will, of course, have her as a regular in the beginning for a while to get to know her, to understand if you really click, if you like her personality. And then eventually, if you want to, you can start a relationship with that girl without being afraid to lose her. By the way, I'm not saying here that as soon as a regular does something you don't like, she isn't, you know, in your frame all the time. And she also has her needs and opinions. As soon as she has opinions, I'm not saying that you should just tell her, okay, sweetie, this is it. Goodbye. Like that's the difference between having regulars and just sleeping with someone like once or twice. You actually get to connect with them and you actually get to kind of learn to have like a mini relationship where you understand what their needs are, they understand what your needs are, and you get this, you make this thing work. Because a lot of times in day game, like the typical mantra is it's my way or highway, which in to a certain way in a day game kind of from the point of view of day game is in a way correct, but It's good for beginners and intermediates, but when you get to a higher level, it actually changes in day game as well. And then with regulars, it definitely changes a little bit. It doesn't mean that if she says she wants a relationship and you don't want that, it doesn't mean you're gonna do that. You're gonna draw the line and say this is what I'm fine with, this is what I'm not. But having regulars it gives you that opportunity to learn all of these things. And the three reasons I think it's a really good idea to get some more experience with regulars before jumping into the relationship are, well, first, as I said before, you learn that, okay, I have options if this doesn't work out, and you're not going into a relationship from the point of view of scarcity. Second is, you know, when people start day gaming, they really kind of like the idea of just banging everything that moves. And that is really, really fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's amazing. But for most guys, after some time, after like a certain number of plays, it's sort of like you get tired from moving everything from banging everything that moves. And you start to appreciate the idea of kind of spending more time with one person or with multiple, depending on kind of what you're doing, whether we're talking about the regulars or relationships. Or like, you know, alternative ways of relationships. The next reason is once you get more experience, you will understand what type of women you actually like. You might be looking at these, you know, Instagram princess types and you might think, I really want that. I really like that. Or you might be looking at really classy kind of business women who are, you know, very beautiful, but classy and formal at the same time. Or maybe, you know, you like shy girls and are kind of more introverted women. And once you get more experience and you hang out with all of them, you will kind of get the experience. Okay, you did hang out with these Instagram girls and with these, you know, a bit more serious ones and a bit more introverted ones. And then you have like a real understanding. Okay, I tried all of these things. And then you'll know what it is you actually like in women. And the last reason I think, and I think this is one of the most important ones, you will find out, you will learn how things actually work in dating, not how the society is telling you how things work in dating. And this is very important, not how the day game world teaches you about dating world and about relationships, because the people in the day game world, if you listen to what they're saying about the relationships, they obviously have no clue because they're good at sleeping with women, but they're not that good at hanging out with them afterwards. So instead of learning from the society or other day gamers, you'll get experience and to first-hand experience and understand what really works for you. And then you can easily start a relationship with someone you really click with someone you really like, if that's what you're looking for. And if you want to learn much more about regulars, how to start having regulars, how to use having regulars to improve your skills in bedroom, how to set up threesomes with regulars and many other things, then you can do that by joining our private community, and you'll find all the details about that by clicking the link in description. As I said before, if you want to improve your texting and dating, then head over to daygamecourses.com where you can get access to my free texting and dating guides. That's it. See you next time. Ciao, guys.